Welcome back. For the Connor Hamper Show here on 1620 The Zone and on 1620thezone.com. We have dismissed the rest of the crew to go eat, and now we have to watch them eat.
I don't like that aspect of this.
It's really good. So we already saw Nick eat, and now the rest of them are eating.
I got to eat while you guys were talking, so this must be pure hell for you.
Yep, I'm the only one. So once again, my long national nightmare continues of not being able to eat lunch at a normal time, a meal that I value greatly.
Yeah.
I don't think that should be that can be overstated. I love lunch. I love lunch. I love thinking about lunch. Mm-hmm. I love talking about lunch. I love going to lunch. I love doing things that involve lunch. But I will wait my turn, and by the time I have to eat, I can't even repay them because they will have already eaten, and they'll just be watching me eat, and they won't even be hungry.
That's right. I do plan on eating what is known as second lunch with you after the show.
Really?
Yes.
It's nice. There's only, like, usually you put a longer gap in between that.
I do.
Okay. All right. So
I mean,
today,
I'm around all this food. I can't stop. I have no willpower.
Do what you need to do.
Thank you.
Speaking of draft takes, so thank you to Platcat, who's out there checking out my old tweets.
Hi, Platcat.
You know, I've always been worried about being canceled.
Yes.
So here's one of the things. There was a tweet on June 30th of 2017 Paul Meyerberg, who covers college football for USA Today. He said, Sam Darnold won the college counselor competition, quarterback competition here at the opening, which is the highest score Sam Darnold had the highest score they've ever recorded in the event. And I quote tweeted that, and I said, Tanner Lee is better. Now, I truly believe, because I would own it. I would own a truly horrible take.
Sure.
And I will admit also that I did like Tanner Lee a lot. This is before the 2017 football season. I thought he was going to help fix a lot of Nebraska's problems. He did not. They had a horrible defense. He threw 100 pick sixes, and they sucked, and the coach got fired. So I was definitely wrong. But like I said, I'm just trying to give you the bona fides from me that I will own a bad take. I think that was sarcastic.
That's how you're spinning it.
I believe that was sarcastic.
I was going to say, I believe you were right in theory, because it's really more about Sam Darnold. If you were being serious.
No, I mean, there's no argument for it. Like, Sam Darnold was obviously better than Tanner Lee. Also, even though Sam Darnold sucked,
yes.
Like, Sam Darnold was obviously better than Tanner Lee. So I'll own that one. I got some. We probably all. Gosh, that would have been a great bit for today. Maybe we could do it tomorrow because the draft will still be going tomorrow.
Yeah. Like maybe, and Saturday.
Well, but like we only have a show tomorrow.
Sure.
So we'll just – I don't know how we would find these. We'd have to really comb. And I don't do takes that often on I do takes all the time. But like, you know
– Your life is takes.
Right. My life is takes. But go back, comb through a whole bunch of Twitter, you know, tweets, and – see the Hall of Fame of bad NFL draft takes from you and I?
I would have to – I don't know what I would search other than NFL draft, but I'd have to, like, put that in the tweet.
You'd have to search, like, individual –
maybe
like,
some
individual
notable
players.
Busts if I commented
give
on
me
them.
Give me either a notable bust or a notable, success. I mean, Patrick Mahomes is the obvious success story.
I mean, you were probably too young to be getting takes off about like Sam Bradford or somebody like that.
Let's just see when the first time I ever tweeted about Patrick Mahomes was.
Now, if you were Michael Sevier, that would be hidden from your feed, as he famously has Patrick Mahomes hidden on Twitter.
The first time I ever tweeted the phrase Patrick Mahomes was September 16th of 2018. It was already in the league, and it just said Patrick Mahomes tweet. That's all. So I'm off the hook.
There it is, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm off the hook on that one.
So I assume there was a flood of tweets in your feed, which is what made Michael Sevier mute the phrase.
Yeah.
And you just said, well, I have to get in on this as well.
Give me another guy. Give me one. We're going to talk to Brunts here in a couple seconds. We got to get the Paul Skeens update.
But
give me one
Zach Wilson.
Okay, when's the first time I ever talked about Zach Wilson? Okay, going to the latest. Wow, it hasn't happened that much.
As Cole Reagans has manned the bump for the Royals.
Yeah, I know.
Connor, big day. We get Salvi at first base today.
Oh!
Oh, wow.
That's right. He plays about 20, 25 games over there, so this is a huge one. No, wow. I never have talked about Zach Wilson.
Huh. You weren't in on the discourse. Even when it was found that he was dating people.
Moms. He was...
Moms are people, too.
His big pre-draft moment was when he threw that pass in his pro day. Remember when he threw that? He rolled out and he chucked it over back to the middle of the field.
I do remember this now that you brought it up.
I did not dive into the discourse on that because I thought, why are we talking about a guy passing on air at a pro day?
Yeah.
That was my thought, not represented in a tweet. So there you go. Bad NFL draft takes. I'll try and – ooh, Jeff said Tim Tebow. When's the first time I ever talked about Tim Tebow?
I'm sure we have some Tebow discourse in our feeds.
There's no way I could have loved Tim Tebow as an NFL quarterback.
Oh, got to switch accounts here. I was doing some poll questions while you were.
Let's see. December 11th, 2011, I tweeted at a couple of my friends, and I said, let's all be honest with ourselves. Tebow is a proven loser. He's never won ever.
Wow.
And he does nothing for the community. That also seems sarcastic. Okay, so it's going to be a hard time finding some of these because I am full of only good takes. Michael Bruns is coming up next. He was at Paul Skeens Day in Omaha yesterday. He'll also give us an update on Nebraska baseball and maybe a little spring game as well. Bruns is up on the other side on the Connor Hamper Show on 1620 The Zone.